Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Obviously, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are being updated as we speak. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. In about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by the U.S. Army Major and former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project. Dr. Rocky will present updated findings on depleted uranium casualties from the Gulf War I and expose the latest information. And why are we covering this? Captain Joyce Raleigh will also ride shotgun with us because she's been on the forefront of this since day one for, what, 8-9 years? Also, we'll get to the New York Daily News. They paid for their own scientific test and found massive levels of radiation, levels that kill people. And we even have a link going up on PrisonPlanet.com right now of an Army training film from the mid-90s where they admit it's deadly and recommended that it not be used because there's no way to deal with it. And whether it's Serbia or Gulf War I or now Gulf War II, where they use roughly 10 times the amount of depleted uranium they used in 1991, they don't care. And most of Baghdad, most of the cities and towns in Iraq have been sprayed with it. They don't just use it in the A-10 Warthog to the Abrams tanks. They've loaded it into the Bradley fighting vehicles, weapon systems. They've even got some special forces with rifles that use it. And 10 times... some say more, but we know 10 times the amount used this time that was used, 13 years ago. And by the way, from the first Gulf War, the troops are three times more likely than any other segment of society to have deformed children. Just a gift from the neocons to you and your family. Just a gift from Bill Clinton and George W. and George Herbert Walker Bush. Just a gift. They say support the troops. And this is what they do. And it gives us a window into the soulless pits of the New World Order, just how much they hate the population, the deadly vaccines, you know, the CDC's own documents admitting millions of children have been brain damaged from the thimerosal, and they're going to continue using it in the vaccines. It's all out in the open, and it'll be in the back of the paper here or there, and the evil will just continue until we get angry and say no. So coming up at about 28 minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. Rocky, U.S. Army Major, former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project. And we'll also be joined by Captain Joyce Raleigh. Then in about an hour and a half, we normally have our Watson report with Paul Watson of PrisonPlanet.com, my webmaster and editor, on Mondays. But yesterday I had, six different guests on, so we moved Paul to today for his updates and a big news blitz across the board as we chronicle the criminal activities of the global elite, also known as the New World Order. So a jam-packed show. Last week we took 40, 50 calls every show, and then yesterday I only took about 10 because we had all those guests on. Today we'll also have open phones if you want to get involved on air. It's 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Before I dive into all the just amazing news in the next 25 minutes before our guests join us, all the other news we haven't gotten to yet, a important program note. You know, this show just doesn't go out on the AM and FM dial from Providence, Rhode Island to California. We also simulcast on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And at the same time, simulcast on Global Shortwave. During the day, the first 2 hours are carried, 11 to 1 Central, on 94.75. And at night now, all 3 hours, you don't miss that first hour now, from 9 to midnight on 3210. 3210, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. For a few weeks, we didn't have that first hour. Now we have it. All right, my friends, we'll be right back after this quick message, and then we'll start getting to the news.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A very important broadcast, an ultra-massive broadcast lined up for you today on this Tuesday, the 6th day of April, 2004. Her lordship is going to be testifying in 2 days, more lies, and the 9/11 commission is saying they're going to ask some very serious questions. Almost the entire commission is involved with the bin Ladens and in the cover-up, and that's even come out in the Associated Press. But it's so bizarre, a lot of people can't face up to it. It's like Bush in business, Bush Sr. in business with Manuel Noriega, Bush Sr. in business with Saddam Hussein, Bush Sr. and Jr. in business with bin Laden himself and then the family. I mean, it's so incredible. It's hidden there right in plain view. In such plain view, we don't even notice it. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Doug Rocky, U.S. Army major and former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project, will present updated findings on depleted uranium casualties from Gulf War I and expose the latest info. And why is this important? Well, here's the New York Daily News from yesterday. I never even got to this because we had so many guests on. Shocking report reveals local troops in New York may be victims of America's high-tech weapons. and they had major private scientists and private labs test their blood, massive levels of radiation. Many of the troops have levels that will kill you in them. 1.2, 1.72 rems. And the amount of radiation released is several, can I get this, 100 Nagasakis or Hiroshimas. Oh, and our government has bigger plans to phase it into all the basic munitions, depleted uranium. And this time they didn't just spray it in some areas around Kuwait and in some areas of Baghdad out in the middle of nowhere where they had tanks and things hidden. Now they bombed and strafed and attacked the country all over the place, every major town, every major city, downtown Baghdad. Even the palaces where our troops stay have some of the highest levels, according to the BBC. You walk around with a Geiger counter, and it just massive levels of radiation in a powder, aerosolized form with the troops breathing it. Dr. Doug Rocky was brought in by the Pentagon in the 90s as the team to investigate it. And he got sick. His team got sick. They found huge levels of radiation, found the stuff in the troops' lungs. And he went public, and they said, okay, that's it for you. They removed him. And then we posted, this is on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and it's on Joyce Riley's website, too, David Joyce's site, PowerHour.com, the Army video. You can watch it streaming at Information Clearinghouse. In fact, I'm going to get to that story here in a few minutes. The training video from the mid-1990s from the Army talking about how dangerous it is, and they told Congress, we really shouldn't use this stuff. There's no way to contain it. I mean, you fire it out of jets, high-powered Gatling guns. You fire it out of tanks. You fire it out of even medium-sized guns on Bradleys, and it hits its target. It'll go right through steel, right through anything we know of other than depleted uranium itself, which the Abrams, part of their hull, are built from, the front and back and sides. And it splatters into minute powder. And then you breathe it. And by the way, we'll be talking to Dr. Rocky, but depending on what numbers you look at the bare minimum, we're looking at tens of millions of years. You ask yourself, how do they do this? Why do they do this? I mean, this is so devilish. It's like the Texas company Proteogene 2 years ago in 96 locations planting pharmacological corn that grows live HIV in it and planting it from Nebraska to North Dakota to Texas, jumping into soybean fields, getting into granaries, and it's in the back of the paper once. Well, actually, it was never in the paper I saw. It was in the Associated Press, and that never got picked up. And again, there's hundreds of these examples. It's just insane wickedness out in the open, doing things that are irreparable, that are massive, that are huge. It's like feeding rotten beef to cows, rotten goats and sheep and horses to cows, rotten dead calves, and these big, I've seen video of it, big giant factories of green soup where they just grind up and dump the dead animals into it, all rotten, full of all the toxins. And they just feed it to cows who aren't supposed to eat meat to begin with, and suddenly the numbers of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's are exploding, and they find these spongiforms in all these people's brains, hundreds of thousands of them. But there's no mad cow. There's no mad cow. Everything's fine. Don't worry. The feds will take over the farming now because they created the crisis. This is the reality. These people are nuts. They're out of control. Four soldiers from a New York Army National Guard company serving in Iraq are contaminated with radiation likely caused by dust from depleted uranium shells fired by U.S. troops. A Daily News investigation has found they are among several members of the same company, the 442, the 442nd Military Police, who said they have been battling persistent physical ailments that began last summer in the Iraq town of Samawa. I got sick instantly in June, said Staff Sergeant Ray Ramos, a Brooklyn housing cop, and it continues. My health kept going downhill with daily headaches, constant numbness in my hands and rashes on my stomach. A nuclear medicine expert who examined and tested 9 soldiers from the company says that 4 almost certainly, and that's a quote, inhaled radioactive dust from exploded American shells manufactured with depleted uranium. This is the stuff that the byproduct of making nuclear bombs, okay, not very good. Laboratory tests conducted at the request of the news, New York Daily News, revealed traces of 2 forms of uranium in urine samples from 4 of the soldiers, and they use the word mundane. If so, the men, Sergeant Hector Vega, Sergeant Ray Ramos, Sergeant Austin Matos, and Corporal Anthony Yono, are the first confirmed cases of inhaled depleted uranium exposure from the current Iraq conflict. And it goes into other American soldiers who were in combat must have more depleted uranium exposure, said Durkakovic, a colonel in the Army Reserves who served in 91 Persian Gulf War, who did some of the testing. And again, this is a long 5-page article. It gets a lot worse. We'll talk about that with Dr. Rocky, former head of the Army's investigation, who went public with this over a decade ago. And he's tested blood of, last article I saw, some Australian troops. They had massive levels of uranium in them. Not good for you. I mean, other heavy metals like lead aren't good for you. I mean, this is hundreds of times worse. And a lot of the troops are dying. When they die, you know, they'll take a 185-pound solid muscle, 6-foot-tall Marine who could hump 30 miles with a 70-pound pack. And suddenly, you know, the guy was running marathons a month before, goes to the war, breathes this stuff, shrivels up in a wheelchair, and the VA says, take your Prozac, you're crazy. And then they put him in the coffin, lower him down on the ground, and he was nuts. He sure shriveled up and died, but was crazy. He was never sick. Now, I mean, these are the but you support the troops, yuppies, don't you? Because Rush Limbaugh and all of them, the Sean Hannity, say it's a socialist lie that depleted uranium is bad. Well, then why did the Democrats vote to use this? Why did Bill Clinton use this in Bosnia? No, you're all part of it. Don't make it a left-right false system. Information Clearinghouse has the video. We even have a copy of this. We have never taken the time to put it on the web. We should have, but they did. Why has our military refused to show this training video to our troops now serving in Iraq? U.S. Army training video, depleted uranium hazard awareness. Between October and December 95, the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project completed a series of training videos and manuals about depleted uranium munitions. This training regime was developed as a result of recommendations made in January 93, General Accounting Office report, quote, Army not adequately prepared to deal with depleted uranium contamination. The training materials were intended to instruct servicemen and women about the use and hazards of depleted uranium munitions. In addition, the training regime included instructions for soldiers who repair and recover vehicles contaminated with depleted uranium. And when I had Oliver North on, I confronted him about this, and he admitted it's bad for the troops, but just moved on. Didn't want to discuss it. I said, should we stop using it? And he just tried to divert off the issue. Throughout 96, these videos sat on a shelf while U.S. soldiers continued to use and work with the depleted uranium munitions. And there's also several big testing grounds near populated areas where they've used tons of depleted uranium, and it's gone into streams, it's gone into the air, and it'll never go away, at least not in the next few million years. But still today, the vast majority of servicemen and women in the U.S. military are likely in the armed forces or other countries which are developing or have obtained depleted uranium munitions are unaware of the use and dangers of depleted uranium munitions or of the protective clothing and procedures which can minimize or prevent serious short-term exposure. The DOD principal spokesman for their investigation of Gulf War hazard exposure stated that the depleted uranium safety training program would begin to be shared by a limited number of servicemen and women in July of 97, but that never happened. So, support the troops. Don't care about them. Let them breathe depleted uranium. Not to mention the Iraqis or the Serbs who have had this used on them. I mean, massive birth defects in Serbia popping up. Whole areas of downtown cities radiated permanently. I mean, this is insanity. We'll be right back with more news.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4444. Not yet available in Iowa.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Again, we have Dr. Doug Rocky coming on the show. Talk about depleted uranium. And if they do this to you, what else would they do? If they'd knowingly put thimerosal in the vaccine, admit that it's brain damaged millions of children, CDC's own numbers, and say, oh, we've got to continue it and cover it up, that's public now. If they let you breathe depleted uranium and use it here in the U.S. too, if they use it on downtown cities, what would they do to you in other areas? And I want the police and military to think about that. I want you to think about that long and hard. What do they do to you? How do they treat you? Stop ignoring the facts. Don't just accept that this is what they do to every generation of our military and our police. They hate your guts. They despise you. Let's go ahead and get into some of the other news. This is out of the Miami Herald. Not only is Arnold Schwarzenegger anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-open border, and wants to be your president, well, now the brother of George the fake Texan, has his dispatched viceroy, Jebby. Governor endorses illegal alien driving bill. Bush favors giving illegal immigrants driver's licenses, and it says, saying rigorous screening standards would ensure recipients won't be terrorists. Governor Jeb Bush, which of course everybody will get, biometrics, on Monday strongly endorsed issuing state driver's licenses to both illegal immigrants and foreign nationals who make Florida home for part of the year. So you don't have to be there most of the time, just be there part of the year. And remember, since 93 in Texas, we have the thumb scan and biometrically face scan. Face scam, yes, it is a scam. But remember a few months ago, Bush said that all the illegals from Mexico coming in, whether they're from Venezuela or Russia, whoever's coming through on that border, doesn't have to biometrically be scanned to come in. But Western Europeans do. So see, it's special rules for them, as usual. And the same thing to get an apartment, to get a bank account. If you're an illegal alien, red carpet, more tuition, tax breaks, it's designed for you. Hundreds of thousands of people could be affected by the proposal, which is currently making its way through the Florida legislature. Senator Rudy Garcia, a Republican pushing the measure in the Senate, just goes on and on, drove the piece of legislation through limbo to get valid driver's license and insurance for those that want to become citizens. And it goes on, for those who want to work to become citizens. He says, our roads and streets will be safer because of this, and so it'll keep you all safe. And it's just carte blanche, legal, illegal, doesn't matter. If you're there part of the year, you get a driver's license, you get an ID card. And it's the same thing with these matricula cards. Now, last time I checked, 87 different countries are now issuing their own ID cards that are valid here in the U.S. And over 800 cities, and now, what is it, 5 states and California and Florida are about to sign on. That'll be 10 states are accepting them as well. Texas is one of them. And the head of the governor's border council is a registered lobbyist for Mexico and a Mexican citizen and works for Vicente Fox. And when a conservative activist in Houston last month, and this was in the news last week, Houston Chronicle, we read the story on air, she sent off for the document from Freedom of Information Act, or Open Records Request, the state level is what it's called, and she got it and published it, and they threatened her with arrest and said, turn it back in, tell us who you talk to, don't talk about it to anybody, or you'll be arrested. So now don't talk about public documents of how foreign nationals are running our states and helping open the drawbridge and the main gate to let the enemy pour in literally. So that's your conservatism with good old Jeb Bush, my friends. Also, Republican senator says Iraq mobile labs probably did not exist. Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee criticizes pre-war, it was during the war, U.S. intelligence. The chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee said Sunday, for the first time, that Saddam Hussein's alleged mobile germ factories and labs probably did not exist. That's Senator Pat Roberts, Republican, Kansas. Mr. Roberts, this is just damage control. We don't need you to tell us those were fake to know it. Day one, people looked at those, and they were in Jane's Weapons Dictionary, Jane's Defense Weekly, that knows what every weapon on the planet is that's declassified, even some classified weapons. Those were registered, sold to Saddam in 85. He bought 4 of them from the British. They knew what they were day one. They were already declared. They were for pumping up balloons. But for weeks, they said, here's the mobile weapons trucks. And I heard Sean Hannity about 2 weeks ago say again, we found the mobile weapons trucks. He's going to keep saying he doesn't care because he's a big, fat liar. And he wants your children to take microchips, he said, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melon, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
From Pensacola, Florida, to Knoxville, Tennessee, from Kansas City, Missouri, to Denver, Colorado, from Los Angeles to Providence, Rhode Island, I'm Alex Jones, your host, also simulcasting on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and not just on the AM and FM dial, but global shortwave during the day at 94.75 and all 3 hours, 9 to midnight, on WWCR 3210. We're about to go to Dr. Doug Rocky, U.S. Army Major and former head of the Pentagon's depleted uranium project, with some of the latest developments. Well, they're not latest developments for our listeners of this network and of Dave and Joyce's Power Hour, but they are new developments for the general public, and this horror may finally break out, and we may be able to even bring some criminals to justice, hopefully. Before we go to our guest, we also have Captain Joyce Riley on with us. Police State 3 Total Enslavement, one of my newest films, the greatest evil that mankind has ever faced is among us, a scientifically crafted global dictatorship sworn to enslave every man, woman, and child. The United States government at all levels has fallen under the control of the desperately wicked New World Order Klan. The events of September 11th marked the initiation of the final sick push of the Illuminati to consolidate their one-world order and transform Earth into a prison planet. In over 2.5 hours, I chronicle in stunning detail the true character of the globalist. Learn the master plan of the bloodthirsty elite to financially, physically, and spiritually imprison not only America, but the world. Total Enslavement is the third installment in my critically acclaimed Police State series and is a must-see for all who love freedom. This film documents the nightmare rise of Homeland Security dictatorship, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Total Information Awareness Network, government-run white slavery rings, the new prison surveillance economy, and much more. The very future of humanity depends on exposing government-sponsored terrorism and how the global elite poses our saviors when, in fact, they are the terrorists. Now, again, the film's $25.95. It's 2 hours and 44 minutes long, to be exact. It's a must-have. There's Matrix of Evil, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. They're $20 when you order three or more of any of these great videos. There's my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, only $12, over 200 pages. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and The New World Order. We carry a lot of other videos and books by great authors and researchers. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Or call toll-free to order. Operators are there right now to answer your questions at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, we're about to bring up, please take action, folks, we need your support. We're about to bring up Dr. Doug Rocky, a man of incredible courage, sent in by the Pentagon, basically, I guess, to whitewash things. He wouldn't do it. He got sick himself. He has an incredible resume and background, and there's a lot of other top scientists now researching and looking at this. The evidence is conclusive. It's finally broken in the New York Daily News and then picked up by a lot of British papers, but still neocon liars get on the radio and say it's some type of liberal lie, when in truth they are the socialist pimps, the fascist control freaks, whatever you want to call them. But to introduce Dr. Rocky is a lady who's been on the forefront of the depleted uranium since she got on the air, I don't know, 8-something years ago. Captain Joyce Riley, a veteran herself, who has really helped push this to the forefront. Joyce, good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure, Alex. I really want to give the credit to Dr. Doug Rocky, because he has been probably the bravest person for the veterans that anybody can imagine. What he has done and what he is still doing is just beyond belief. I mean, you've got people with eagles on their shoulders that are doing nothing, with stars on their shoulders that are doing nothing, but he has come forward. And enough of me, but I just want to say that my hat is off to him, and we salute him from the American Gulf War Veterans Association because of the truth that Dr. Rocky is telling. Now, he was originally involved in the depleted uranium cleanup project. Now, there's a lot of things floating around, a lot of people who don't want him speaking out, and I have the actual documents proving everything he is about to tell you. So I just want to say thank you very much for having me on, and I just want to hear what Dr. Doug Rocky has to say.
And there's been a lot of new developments. Doctor, good to have you on. Just tell us a little bit about yourself. In a nutshell, encapsulate what's happened and give us the latest developments.
Well, from the very beginning, I've been in the military since 1967. They finally put me on the retirement list in September of 2003, so that's just a few years. Served in Vietnam, went back to Desert Storm, National Guard, Army Reserve, combat medic, medical team leader, health physicist, medical planner, operations, weapons of mass destruction, intel officer, kind of like everything over the last 36 years. During Gulf War One, I was a member of the famed Bowers Raiders. We were the Theater Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Warfare Special Operations Team. And then with the completion of the ground war and the use of uranium munitions, General Schwarzkopf's chief of staff reassigned me by director from the Pentagon to clean up the depleted uranium mess. In 94 and 95, after we had started the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute report, and I'd written numerous reports, I was recalled to active duty as the U.S. Army and ended up being a NATO project, depleted uranium project director, to develop all the environmental remediation procedures, the education and training, and the emergency response procedures for the use of uranium munitions by the U.S. and NATO forces.
What did you find in your in-depth investigations?
Well, firsthand experience during Gulf War One is that all of us, even though myself and my team were wearing respiratory and skin protection, We came down with the respiratory and rash problems within 24 to 48 hours, and we have had them ever since. We found that the uranium contamination was so extensive that you absolutely must, and this is absolutely adopted by the United States Department of Defense and NATO, that you must wear full respiratory and skin protection within 50 meters of any destroyed building, vehicle, equipment, anything that you have that's been shot up.
By the way, we have the Army training video posted for free. You can go watch it. A long clip of it. It's, as Joyce said, 8 hours long, but we have a large clip of it, where they admit everything you're saying, and they have this from 93 studies, and then they put this out in 95, but they won't show it to the troops.
That is correct, because although I had the responsibility and I did all the research, first-hand research, not only in Gulf War One, but I went to the Nevada test site, Mercury, Nevada, U.S. Department of Energy. I burned up vehicles loaded with uranium munitions. I shot up all kinds of Soviet equipment and uranium munitions, measured the contamination, determined how and if we could clean it up, which virtually you can't do, and we put it all together. And as a consequence of all my work, it came out very, very clear. Number one, all uranium, depleted uranium or radioactive materials contamination must be cleaned up, and that is required by United States Army Regulation 700-48.
And this is all before Gulf War II, when they used massive more amounts than what they used in the first Gulf War.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this it's management equipment contaminated, depleted uranium and radioactive commodities. This regulation is signed by General Erich Shinseki himself. Okay, cut and dry. They acknowledge the health and environmental effects. They direct that all of it be isolated, secured, properly disposed of. But what has happened all over, whether it be in Vieques, Puerto Rico, Concord, Massachusetts, Jefferson Primogon, Indiana, Aberdeen, Maryland, throughout Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, Okinawa, all the contamination is left there.
Serbia, too.
Serbia and Balkans, in 93 and 94, I wrote up the management cleanup plans for 94 and 95 use, and then they went back in 1999, even though several of us had been called up to the White House with the Presidential Oversight Board under Senator Warren Rudman and Admiral Elmo Zumwalt, who's now deceased, and we warned them, said, you can't do it. Well, they don't care. They used it because uranium munitions are extremely effective in combat.
But the chicken hawks don't care, but they're actually sending some of the chicken hawks to be in these palaces that were heavily bombarded by it. What's wrong with them?
Well, they don't care. And what has happened now...
They don't even care about themselves.
They don't care about anything. You know, as a consequence of Gulf War One and the cleanup and the medical operations at Friendly Fire, we had a 424 individuals that I'd submitted names and numbers for that the Pentagon, i.e. the Secretary of Defense, told the President of the United States that required medical care. However, as September 28th of 1999, even though they knew there were 424, Deputy Secretary of Defense Kilpatrick, the guy that's screwing up medical right now, had only notified 120. And as of last Thursday, when I was receiving medical care at my VA hospital for adverse effects from uranium exposure, I picked up the Gulf War review by the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and in here it's stated on page 9 that, quote, total number of veterans tested for exposure to depleted uranium, 262.
Now, doctor, I mean, you were the head of the program, you wrote the studies, you were there with the other scientists, the other doctors. For those that just joined us, explain to them what depleted uranium is. That might be a good thing to talk about.
Depleted uranium is the byproduct of the uranium enrichment process by which we remove the fissionable components, that's uranium-234 and 235, that are used to make nuclear weapons and nuclear reactor fuel. For every 100 pounds of the radioactive isotope complex, uranium-238, 234, and 235, that goes into the enrichment process at Paducah, Kentucky, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and Portsmouth, Ohio, you can remove 0.6 pounds that's usable for nuclear weapons or reactor fuel construction. As a consequence of every 100 pounds of solid you go in there, you have 99.4 pounds that is radioactive waste that is processed and made into depleted uranium for use in munitions, for use in counterweights and ballast in all of our commercial aircraft. It's actually being used to put into concrete that is sold to the general public under what's called DU-crete. In other words, the U.S. Department of Energy has over a million metric tons of the stuff they want to get away.
So what they do is when they have a toxic waste, whether it be sodium fluoride or depleted uranium, they just put it out there as a precious commodity.
Absolutely. And then, and because it's such an extremely effective combat tool, because what it's formed into is solid uranium rods. They're giant darts. The Abrams tank fires a uranium dart that each and every dart is solid uranium, and each and every dart is over 10 pounds per dart.
Unbelievable.
And then the A-10 Warthog aircraft, which is just, you know, blew up the neighborhoods in Baghdad.
They use the Vulcan cannon on that.
Yeah, that fires a uranium rod. Each individual rod is 3/4 pound of solid uranium with a slight copper shielding, and it fires at a rate of 4,000 rounds per minute on target. That's 1.5 tons of solid uranium on target per minute.
And in the first Gulf War, they just used it in certain areas. Now they use it all over these populated areas. What's the half-life? How long are these areas going to be contaminated?
Well, the areas are going to be contaminated for eternity. Unless you physically remove all of the contamination, which is required by Army Regulation 700-48 and the Technical Bulletin 9-1300-278, unless you physically isolate, secure, remove, and dispose of this in a massive deep hole that can't get to water contamination, can't get to anything, it will affect everybody forever.
And then where do you put the blasted out tanks and structures? I mean, this stuff turns to aerosolized powder, does it not, Doctor, on impact, so it's impossible.
That is correct. And what happened during Gulf War One? We had 16 Abrams tanks and 15 Bradley fighting vehicles that were all destroyed with friendly fire or maintenance. You know, something went wrong with not six of the tanks, you know, where they blew up and burned on their own. You know, one day you had a bad day. It took my team 3 months to process 24 vehicles for shipment back to the United States, and we buried a whole lot in the desert in Saudi Arabia with the body parts that I couldn't get out. And then once they were sent back, the 24 vehicles were sent back to the United States Department of Energy, Savannah River sites, Defense Consolidation Facility. It took them 3 years in a multi-million dollar facility, the only facility of its kind in the world, to process those 24 vehicles for disposal.
So what are the health effects? And then I want to get into these new scientists. The New York Daily News hired, you know, top scientists to look at this and said, oh, yeah, these troops are contaminated with it. What are the health effects of it from your studies? And then I want to get into the latest developments and then the cover-up, because that's, and Joyce, of course, can speak on that. Jump in any time, Joyce. But, Doctor, please continue.
Okay, what happened is the health effects, the first health effects that we saw, and again, this is documented going back to October of 1943 during the Manhattan Project. I talked to the Manhattan Project scientists that verified this was known then. You know, they're like 90 years old today. Okay, and Joyce, you've had some of their mentors on your show already, Dr. Loren Murray.
Yes, we have.
And what has happened is the first thing we saw on ourselves, and which was reported throughout Gulf War One and Gulf War Two, was the respiratory. It acts like a bronchitis. You have it all the respiratory problems. The next thing that showed up is a rash. That has showed up in Gulf War One, it's in Gulf War Two, and on these kids that you've mentioned right now, and all the civilians. Then over a period of time, you have the radiation causing damage, what's called calcified granulomas. They actually damage the lung tissue. We have absolutely confirmed chromosomal damage. That is, the DNA and the chromosomes are damaged by the radiation, ionizing radiation that affects the cells. And you have all of the health effects that go on down. Then you have cataracts for the radiation. You have all the kidney problems that are documented in us that have, again, the new guys now have already documented happening to them. And then you have all the birth defects, and you have the cancers. The first cancer on one of my team members started in the nasal and pharyngeal passageway within 9 months. The first lung cancers and deaths were within 2 years, and they continue.
Unbelievable. And the government knows about this. Joyce, you've had guests on who've been there at the hearings, and the generals just tell the troops, we don't care what the truth is. We follow orders, and yeah, we know what's going on. So what? Joyce, how do these What's wrong with the globalists? Why did they almost enjoy this? It's like Bill Clinton with the tainted HIV blood knowingly shipping it around the world. I mean, why do they do this?
Well, I think you've got a means to an end here. And like Doug has said many times, you know, they want to kill things, kill people and break things. And the best way to do it is with depleted uranium. So until they have something better, they don't care what the effects of it are going to be. Now, I do want to say that Europe is concerned about this right now. We have a major interest from Italy, from Australia, from France, from Greece. And I know Dr. Rocky has just been in Australia and really set fire under the people there.
We're going to talk about that. I mean, and here's another question for both of you. How do we attack Iraq for weapons of mass destruction while our government is bombarding all, you know, these countries with this stuff and using it in our own country?
Well, first off, let's make it loud and clear. Prior to Gulf War I, Iraq did possess chemical and biological munitions and anthrax. That was provided to them by the United States Army, the United States of America. That is confirmed in the Regal Commission report prepared by James Toot for Senator Regal. And that was subject of a made-for-TV movie we called Did Thanks for a Grateful Nation, starring Ted Danson and Mark Helgenberger. So there's no doubt that that happened. What happened is we made a conscious decision to blow this stuff up in place in December of 1990. That's in Schwarzkopf's autobiography, It Doesn't Take a Hero, page 390. And so we have all this stuff happening.
Tell you what, stay there, Dr. Rocky and Joyce Riley. I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back. Just a lot more coming up. This is so important. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got our guest of 30 minutes into the next hour. We will have time to get to some of your calls. Just be patient. This is a big story. There's a lot of different facets to it, but I've looked at the Army's own video that Dr. Rocky helped put together. This is not our opinion. Doctor, continuing, I mean, clearly this is a weapon of mass destruction, is it not?
Correct. So with Gulf War II started around, the only nations that use weapons of mass destruction are Great Britain, Australia, and the United States. Deliberately taken solid radioactive waste, which in the form of depleted uranium munitions, contained in tank rounds, aircraft rounds, landmines, bunker busters, cruise missiles, and we blew the place apart. It's funny how when we say we're going to a nation to give them freedom, that we contaminate their air, water, and soil with solid radioactive munitions and radioactive waste, that the U.S. Army's own formal reports, the report from the United States Army Environmental Policy Institute to the Secretary of the Army, stated that we cannot reduce the toxicity of uranium munitions. That's inherent properties.
How many tons were used in the first versus the second Gulf attacks?
The individual that issued the ammunition, because I worked with him, he is now sick, and it was a father and son. Father came over to help us clean up. The father's already dead. But that individual that issued estimated right around 375 tons. Now, that's 375 tons of solid uranium. That does not include all the other parts, you know, the other explosives and everything else. That is just the solid pieces of uranium. And then we did in the Balkans in 94 and 95, the estimates are around 30 tons. The Balkans in 99, 30 tons. We have Vieques, Puerto Rico, Afghanistan, the estimates are 1,000 tons. And then now in Gulf War II throughout Iraq, it's range where the Army has acknowledged some 200 tons just recently in the last few days, to over 1,000 tons, which makes sense based on how much was over there.
So is it 10 to 20 times? We're not sure.
It's true, but you have to come down to the fundamental thing. What right does any nation have to take solid radioactive waste, whether it be 1 pound or 1,000 pounds, take that and willfully disperse it into anybody else's backyard, into their houses, into their schoolyards, their mosques, their churches, refuse to clean up all the environmental contamination as is required by the Department of Defense directives, and refuse to provide medical care not only to the U.S. soldiers, which is what they're doing as we speak.
This is so wildly corrupt. I mean, how do you even get your mind around it? Joyce, now because of Dr. Rocky's work and your work, now the New York Daily News has done another big study. They paid some top people to look at this. Can you, both of you, tell us what's developed?
Well, I'm going to let Dr. Rocky talk about this because I think it's important that people understand from the source. But I just want to also say, please understand how serious this is. These troops are not just sick, they are dying. Dr. Rocky is sick himself. Listeners, this is a huge problem. It's not going away. And I just, I cannot thank you enough, Doug, for what you're doing.
What has happened is the New York National Guard's 442nd Military Police Unit was deployed to Iraq, to Samarra. They were deployed into an area where uranium munitions had been heavily used. The Dutch troops confirmed the uranium contamination there. The Japanese troops confirmed the uranium contamination there. Congressional investigators sent by from our U.S. Congress confirmed the contamination there. And what happened is these soldiers did not receive the mandated required training that has been required by written directives since forever, and I actually have to understand I put that together. And then what happened upon that, once they were exposed, they did not wear the respiratory and skin protection required by the United States Army Common Task Training Manual. And then once they were exposed, the U.S. military did not give them the medical care within the 24 to 48 hours that is mandated by U.S. Army directive issued on October 14th of 1993.
We got a break. When we get back, we'll talk about the study that was done and what happened when you're studying in Australia and all of this. There's so much. Then we'll get to your calls as well. Second hour straight ahead. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels.
thief.
Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a two-pack for only $91 or a four-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.